Welcome to Spectrum from China America Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories of interest to our China America Radio listeners in the United States and around the world. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Hi again, Steve Warren here at the Jacob Javits Convention Center, and it's time once again for us to visit this year's edition of the Fancy Food Show. Let's get our China America microphones and see what we can come up with some great new food ideas on the floor at this year's show.
Our next guest from the Fancy Food Show is Bryn Jones, and a little backstory on this particular product. It's from St. Elmo's, which is a steakhouse in Indianapolis, Indiana, and I'm originally from Indiana, and I worked in Indianapolis for 5 years, so I think I ate just about everywhere there was to eat, including St. Elmo's on Illinois Street, I believe. So tell us a little bit about the history of St. Elmo's Steakhouse, and then we'll get up to what you're doing here at the Fancy Food Show.
Yeah, thanks for stopping by. We've the restaurant's been in Indianapolis since 1902. It's the oldest steakhouse in its original location. You know, a lot of history, a lot of famous people come through over the years, and you know, I was asked one time, who, you know, any famous people been through, and the comment that came to mind was of JFK to LeBron James and everybody in between. So there's been a long history of famous people stopping through, and you know, just iconic classic steakhouse. And we've done our shrimp cocktail, which is what we're featuring at the show, really spicy shrimp cocktail, and it's been done the same way since we opened in 1902. It's always been really spicy with you know, fresh ground horseradish, and gives you that good nasal kind of punch.
Yeah, if anybody ever goes to Indianapolis, it's amazing who you may or may not see at St. Elmo's. A handful of race car drivers, I'm sure, along with local celebrities like Dave Letterman and other people that are the habitués of most of the Indianapolis establishments. It's interesting that here you are, a steakhouse for lo these many hundred plus years, and you're pitching a shrimp cocktail sauce. Did you have any other products along the way? Did you do a steak sauce or a marinade or something else somewhere in your past?
No, we've the shrimp cocktail sauce is what we've been famous for since the start, and it's just people get that reaction from it, especially if they don't know what's coming, and it really kind of blows your top off with the spiciness from the horseradish, and it's what we're known for. About 2/3 of our guests order that as an appetizer. It's the only appetizer on the menu, and I mean, St. Elmo is I think the founder Joe Starr had probably a bit of a sense of humor because it's named St. Elmo after the patron saint of sailors, and we're about as landlocked as you can get it.
If you don't count the White River, right?
Yeah, the White River is, if you can throw a snowball across it and not hit the water, it's not a very big river.
So the sauce, as I mentioned, our listeners are primarily Chinese and Chinese Americans. They tend to love A, seafood, and B, anything spicy. And of course, horseradish is a mainstay in a lot of Asian dishes as well. How would you recommend using the sauce on something other than a shrimp cocktail?
We've got guests that put it, I mean, a lot of people, they almost get an addiction to kind of that that spicy, that flavor that hits you. And most wasabi in the States is actually made from horseradish. So it's that kind of that same flavor profile. But we have guests put it on crackers, put it on any kinds of seafood. People have put it on a burger. I mean, anything that you want to have that kind of that tangy flavor with a kind of a heat that kind of bites you. That's people put it on just about anything.
You put it in the Bloody Marys at the bar?
Yeah, we do. The Bloody Marys, that's definitely a popular way of using it. So we don't have a Bloody Mary mix. We probably never will. We're trying to be kind of limited in what product offerings we have. So we've got the steak seasoning, which we use in the restaurant, and the cocktail sauce, which we use in the restaurant, and you know, maybe things down the road. But yeah, Bloody Marys is definitely a popular use of it.
From St. Elmo's Steakhouse in Indianapolis, I'm speaking with Bryn Jones. Bryn, one more time, tell the folks if they want more information about the restaurant or to make a reservation, if they're going to be coming to Indianapolis, maybe how to pick up a bottle of your cocktail sauce. How can they find out more about you?
Yeah, you can find us online at stelmos.com, stelmos.com, or search St. Elmo, and we'll pop up. So we're shipping bottles, you know, 5 days a week, and we're growing into additional retail outlets. So it's been a fun ride the last couple of years.
Great. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Listen again next Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern for another edition of Spectrum. To hear previously broadcast editions of Spectrum, visit the Spectrum tab on our website to listen or download your favorite past programs. Thanks for listening to this week's edition of Spectrum. Now, back to the music on China America Radio.